At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Celtics take care of business in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. This report from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh in Boston.
The Boston Celtics are two wins away from their first NBA championship in 16 years. After beating the Mavericks 105-98 in Game 2 of the NBA Finals to take a 2-0 series lead. Drew Holiday led Boston with 26 points.
I don't think I'm shredding the defense. I think it's more so JT and JB. Especially tonight, JT was getting into the paint and being double-teamed and making the right plays out of it and just finding me.
Jaylen Brown scored 21, while Jason Tatum contributed 18 points, 12 assists, and 9 rebounds. Dallas cut Boston's 14-point lead to 5 late before Brown sealed it with a layup with 30 seconds left. Luka Doncic had a triple-double for the Mavericks with 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Gethin Kulbaugh, Boston.
Baseball's London series ends in a split this year as the Mets prevent the Phillies from finishing off a 2-game sweep. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Mets scored 3 times in the ninth, then survived a chaotic bottom half to beat the Phillies 6-5 and earn a split of their 2-game set in London. New York trailed 4-3 until Mark Vientos hit an RBI single. Pete Alonso was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, and JT Realmuto had a run-scoring pass ball. The Phils scored in the ninth and had the bases loaded until catcher Luis Torrens turned a slow roller in front of the plate into a game-ending double play. Mets second baseman Jeff McNeil says he enjoyed the series.
This trip has been phenomenal. Get to play baseball in another country, which is, always exciting. I thought it was a lot of fun.
J.D. Martinez hit a 2-run single for the Mets. Pinch hitter Dave Dahl homered in the seventh to break a tie for the Phils.
Other files from around baseball. The Guardians double up the Marlins 6-3 thanks to a 3-run blast by Tyler Freeman in the seventh. Freeman's manager Stephen Vogt says his center fielder comes up with big hits when the team needs them most.
Freeze obviously probably not having the year he would like to have, but he seems to come up with the big hit. He seems to come up clutch for us when we need him, and that was such a big swing for us, and can't say enough about Freeze.
The Orioles send the Rays to their third straight loss with a 9-2 decision. The Rangers wallop the Giants 7-2. Kiebert Ruiz's 3-run homer helps the Nationals fend off the Braves 8-5. The Twins use a 7-run 10th inning to beat the Pirates 11-5. Shota Imanaga improves to 6-1 on the year as the Cubs beat the Reds 4-2. The Tigers blast the Brewers 10-2. The Red Sox outlast the White Sox 6-4 in 10 innings. The Mariners also need extras for a 6-5 decision over the Royals. The Cardinals tap the Rockies 5-1. The Angels get a 2-run walk-off homer from Logan Ohapi to beat the Astros 9-7. The Blue Jays use a 10th inning bases-clearing double by Isaiah Kiner-Falefa to beat the A's 6-4. And the Diamondbacks use a 6-run second to pull away early from the Padres 9-3. Aaron Judge's hot hitting ensures the Yankees avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Correspondent Tom Miriam has details.
The Yankees avoided being swept in a series for the first time this season by beating the Dodgers 6-4 thanks to an unlikely hero. Trent Grisham began the game batting under 100 but was in the lineup for the injured Juan Soto. When he came up in the sixth inning with two on and New York trailing 3-2, the fans loudly chanted, "We want Soto." But Grisham then blasted a 3-run homer off Tyler Glasnow to give the Yanks a lead they never relinquished. Aaron Judge later added an insurance run with his major league leading 24th home run of the season.
The results weren't what we wanted for the series, but for the guys to come out and answer tonight against one of the best pitchers, like I said, in the game, that speaks volume.
Judge hit 3 homers in the series, as did LA's Teoscar Hernandez, whose 6th inning blast off Luis Gil had given the Dodgers their short-lived lead. It was the first time in 8 starts that Hill had given up more than 1 run.
Carlos Alcaraz earns a French Open title in dramatic fashion. Scottie Scheffler holds on for another PGA victory. And Kyle Larson finds himself back in victory lane. That and more is coming up after this. 22-year-old Carlos Alcaraz of Spain reaches a milestone at the French Open as his 5-set victory in the men's final over Alexander Zverev of Germany, 6-3, 2-6, 5-7, 6-1, 6-2, gives him his 3rd major championship. Alcaraz also becomes the youngest player in men's tennis history to earn a major title in each of the 3 playing surfaces, clay, grass, and hard court. The top-ranked player in golf snares yet another title. Correspondent Graham Agars has more.
Well, number one, Scottie Scheffler started the day with a four-shot lead, but in the end had to grind out a one-shot victory at the Memorial Tournament hosted by Jack Nicklaus. Scheffler closed with a 2-over 74 on a very difficult Muirfield Village layout, and at 8-under, finished just one shot clear of Colin Morikawa.
I'll look back fondly on today, being the battle that it was. You know, Colin was playing some really good golf. He hit a lot of quality shots today, and yeah, he was a tough man to beat, for sure.
It was Scheffler's 11th career win, but more significantly, his 5th in just 8 starts this season. The last player to win 5 events leading into the US Open was Tom Watson in 1980, and Scheffler now heads into the National Open as the overwhelming favorite.
Kyle Larson returns to his home state and finds himself back in victory lane. Correspondent Jerry Jordan reports.
Coming off a week where he was excused for his absence in the Coca-Cola 600 and making him eligible to contend for the NASCAR Championship, Kyle Larson drove to victory lane at Sonoma Raceway, his 3rd win of the season.
My mindset has not changed at all. So, you know, just I race to win every single race. So, I haven't really thought any differently since missing Charlotte.
He held off veteran road course racer Michael McDowell, who just could not quite get to the front after running in the top 3 throughout the day.
I think we had a shot at contending there. We just didn't go our way. So unfortunate to come home second, but thankful at the same time.
McDowell was followed to the line closely by Chris Buescher in 3rd.
To the WNBA as the Liberty continues their winning streak and keeps the Mystics winless. More from correspondent Jane Ferry.
The Liberty had to battle before beating the Mystics 93-88, putting New York in the Commissioner's Cup title game on June 25th. There were 17 lead changes before Kennedy Burke drained a 3-pointer to make it 80-77. Jonquel Jones poured in 29 points as the 10-2 Liberty earned their 7th straight win.
I think we lock in and we take it to another level. I think our area of growth is going to have to be just trying to find those moments a little bit earlier in games to get out of those situations.
Sabrina Ionescu had 19 points for the Liberty, who host the Commissioner's Cup title game against the top team in the West. Washington's 0-12 start is 4th worst in WNBA history. Jade Melbourne had 21 points for the Mystics.
Elsewhere in the WNBA, the Mercury need 24 points from Brittany Griner and double overtime to beat the Wings 97-90. Kayla McBride drops 32 on the Storm as the Lynx win 83-64, and the Sparks bust the Aces 96-92. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.